Jackson and Roller. My tool is a dude in Daytona Beach, Florida. Cops in a marked cruiser try to pull over Tobias Smith because his car wasn't registered. But he ran a red light to get away. Then he rammed another car, causing about 10 grand in damages. Smith kept going and smashed into a light pole before crashing into a barber shop.
Oh my gosh, just take the ticket for the registration, dude.
And then he ran away, but his whole plot was foiled when his pants fell down.
Oh, justice.
And caused him to trip on his pants that had fallen.
Oh, no.
Just moments later, they tackled him to the ground. This dude has been busy. This is his second hit and run in 2018. Back in January, he rammed into his girlfriend's car with a stolen vehicle after she dumped him and took off.
My tool is, or rather was, the newest employee of the Peaceful Rest Funeral Parlor in New York City. His name is Sam Bochner, and he's 26, and apparently the job has way too many details for him to keep straight. But on second thought, maybe everyone at the funeral home is a tool because sounds like there was a lot of balls dropped. Last week, the Falls family showed up for their elderly female relative's funeral service. And when they entered as a family group, Linda Falls went up to where the open casket was. This was her grandmother. She looked inside and it wasn't her meemaw.
Oh, thank God. Then she didn't die.
It was... I think she did, Jackson. This was a complete stranger. Sam later admitted that he'd had a few too many the night before, and maybe a few that morning, too, and he must have inadvertently got the caskets mixed up.
It's not that I'm lazy. It's that I just don't care.